no going back.
Breezy 101, there's Katy Perry with Dark Horse and Apologize from Timbaland and One Republic. It's 7:34 on your Wednesday morning. And time now for Minute with the Mayor. We have Kosciuszko Mayor Jimmy Cockcroft on with us for Minute with the Mayor. And Mayor, thanks for coming on. I guess you're probably relieved you didn't have to worry about any election stuff last night.
I worried in a different way. it still makes you a little anxious, but yeah, it was a little different feeling for yesterday.
Yeah, it's been a while since you had to, right. Haven't had to worry about results and everything, but right. Still, still got alderman meetings going on, and started off with just three unclean properties. We know that the, my grass is growing like crazy.
It's growing now.
Like crazy at my house, so folks got to, keep their properties clean. But first up on the agenda for new business was what people love these days seems to be food trucks, but this one's sort of a food truck, but it's a beverage truck.
Yeah, Magnolia Beverage Bar. Is it Magnolia Blue?
Blue Magnolia.
The writing, I got it covered up here. So Robin P came and presented her beverage cart, and the board's granted her permission. She got a privilege license yesterday, so she's all good to go. She's not going to be just like the food truck says. She's going to move around to some different places and venues and with permission from the owners, and do some different things with soft drinks. In the city limits for now, she can only do soft drinks and snacks. So she understands that. And Robin did a great job last night presenting her her operation. And we're glad and excited to have another some type business going around town.
Yep. And after that, you approved some payments to Central Mississippi Communications.
Yeah, we have had a heck of a time getting two police cars that we got with that USDA grant that we talked about probably a year ago or better, but hopefully the cars are getting close. So we had to update the bid on the bar lights and the radios and all that stuff from Mark Clark at Central Mississippi Communication.
Yeah, some red tape there. After that, you went through employee resignation, summer employees, and all that.
Yeah, so we had two resignations, Beth Weber from the dispatch and Josh Pinkard from the police department. Beth's last day was the 24th of March, and Josh's last day will be Thursday, I think.
Yep. Yeah. And then approved some summer employees for some work here throughout the summer.
Some weed eaters and paper picker uppers. And so we got Hayden Beal and Connor Wallace at the park, and Roberto Rees and Kadarius Wilson at the cemetery. So their official start dates will be next Friday, because these summer guys, they just kind of come and go at different times, depending. If they play a sport, they're there some, but they get plenty of workout.
Yep. And then you approved a new building inspector. We talked about the last time you were here about Britt Busby, resigning from his position, and you were taking applications, but you got someone in that position now.
We did. I think we had six applications, and Alderman Kyle and myself, Mayor-elect Kyle, interviewed two candidates, and we selected Richie Armstrong. Richie currently works at the school, and Richie is a licensed electrician, a licensed plumber, and a licensed HVAC. He holds all those licenses. So Richie's just got a lot of experience in this, and we just think he's a good fit, and he'll do a good job. He will start on the 16th of April as well. So we're excited to have Richie.
Yep. And next, approving some promotions.
Yeah, so with Josh leaving, may have been a couple short anyway. We kind of, like I said last night, we got like a revolving door right now at police and dispatch. But Tommy Clark and Devontae Lewis are currently lieutenants, and on the 16th's a big day, seems like. They're going to be promoted to captains, and they're shift commanders or however you want, but we call them captains. So I'm glad for those guys. They've both done a good job.
And after that, just approving some travel, and then the claims docket. So was it too much last night? But you did have the election.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit, since I know you didn't get to come because of the election, but we had some comments about some truck traffic on Huntington Street. Miss Sue Nile lives in the corner of Huntington, right above Natchez. And twice over the last couple of weeks, an 18-wheeler has cut through there, and his back tires have gone across Miss Sue's yard. Well, we fixed it for her, and darn, they did it again Monday. So we stop these trucks and we ask them, where are you going? I'm just trying to go to 55 Interstate or, go north. They're not delivering anything. So we are, MDOT's put up some signs, but these guys are not paying attention to the signs or something. So we're looking into some ordinances to where that is local delivery trucks only. So, you know, if someone's getting something delivered and it's in an 18-wheeler, doesn't matter what it is, it can come through there. But a truckload of something that's just coming north on 35 and decides Huntington, because of his GPS, said that's the way to go, well, we're going to figure out a way to do something about that, hopefully. So that was our biggest discussion last night, was just coming up with something, because, one, those trucks are loaded, they're damaging our streets, and then they'll try to turn by First Baptist because they get in there and then they don't know what to do.
Don't know where to go.
Right. So it's not been a good situation. So then we'll put right away signs on the city right away and not have to mess with MDOT's right away approvals and stuff. But we are, for people that have asked, we are going to try to come up with some type of ordinance where the police have some jurisdiction to write them a ticket for being in a place they shouldn't be.
Yeah. And, you know, coming from someone that lives on Huntington Street, I can tell you, it's a lot of truck traffic up and down that road. They're not quiet when they come through.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I could attest to that. Yeah. But yeah, that was about it for the meeting last night. I know one thing I was going to talk about was we had Picket 35 this past weekend, and they had people everywhere.
I avoid that as much as possible. But I saw and heard, and good, bad, you know, it brings a lot of people, but I always encourage people to be careful because, you know, I know it brings a lot of traffic on 35, and that's got the potential to really turn to something really, really big.
So, yeah, I think so. Yeah. When I saw car tags from all over the place, and every restaurant, every gas station I went by was completely full.
Right.
So it was, you know, as you said, could turn into something really big for the area. But. Right. That's all I had, Mayor, unless there's something else that you had this morning.
Just one quick reminder. Yesterday didn't end election cycles. There's another one June 8th. Well, one runoff from last night. Ward 2 will have a runoff on April the 27th, I think, 3 weeks from yesterday. And then the general election will be June the 8th, everything at the Coliseum again. So don't think yesterday ended everything, and please vote. We had a low turnout yesterday, but please get out and vote. These guys and ladies that ran and are running are working hard, and you know, it's something we need to do, so please get out and vote.
Yeah, no worry, we'll be sure to remind everybody here on
I know you will.
Breezy 101 and Breezy News. But Mayor, thanks for being on this morning.
I appreciate it.
Turn up the radio.